hold while I try to connect you.
Hello, Lily.
Hi, did it work?
Yeah, now it worked.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, because I was holding my phone the entire time, and then suddenly I received a notification that you left a voicemail.
Yes, no worries.
Anyways.
Yeah. How can I help today, Julie?
Yes. Lily, Ty is asking, because we've seen a charge for $499.
Okay. Let me see what's...
As far as we remember, our lead is only $199, right?
Let me check what that was for. Okay, let me go to your invoicing here. Okay, all right. So I see the $499. It looks like that was your local SEO charge and Google Ads. So what that is it's the monthly cost. That's not the
This was the SEO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the SEO and then $300 for the Google Ads. It's not Google Verified. Nothing to do with the Google Verified campaign.
And $300 for what?
Uh-huh, for the Google Ad campaign.
Okay, and is this charged monthly?
It is. That is the minimum. I know you guys started with a much higher budget than that, but that is the minimum that we start that campaign with. So if you ever want to increase or decrease it, you can do that now because you already exceeded the minimum amount. So if you want to, you know, let's say go just by month as you go, if you want to pay as you go, you can do that now, or you can reduce it to a minimum of $100 per month. We can't do anything lower than that per month, but if you want to just pay as you go, we can remove it from your monthly billing. But that's what the charge is for, $300 for Google Ads and then the SEO, $199.
And I'm going to have to write this down.
Of course. Take your time.
What do you mean by pay as you go? It will not be automatically charged on your account. Is that what you mean?
So what I mean by that, I did want to explain a little more about that. So pay as you go is for like the bigger spending campaigns. In your case here, you guys have a bigger spending budget. You started with a minimum of I think it was $2,500. So sometimes when we have those bigger paying accounts than $300 minimum, then we just let those ads run and then we don't charge you until they are almost finished. That's when I would call you and say, hey, your ads are running low. Do you want to add more? So you wouldn't be getting a monthly charge, yeah, like you are right now, you know, it's an option. Although we never suggest that you pause your ads. You always should keep them on, at least.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Lily, this $2,500 that we're paying, is this for how many months is this?
Oh, no, that was the...
Or as long as we go over.
Yeah, so let me just check. So when you you guys paid that $2,500 was back in January. So that lasts depending on the campaign, right? So depending on how much it spends is how long it's going to last. So you're not paying $2,500 every month or anything like that. It's not a
That's consumable, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's consumable. Yeah. So even though we're charging you monthly for Google Ads and we're adding to your budget, we can always, like I said, you know, lower it or increase it, but you only paid $2,500 back in January. So that's the initial charge. Other than that, you're...
And right now, where are we, how much is the balance,
Yes, let me check for you here. Here we go. Google Ads. Okay, so right now your budget, it looks like you have about $1,700 available within your campaign.
$1,700. Okay. Now, let's talk about the Google Guarantee leads.
Sure.
How can we do we have any progress on our Google Guarantee lead? Because I think for the past 3 days, we did not receive any.
Oh, you haven't gotten
this incoming calls.
Okay. Let me make sure everything's good. The only thing we were waiting on was the, you know, the licensing for the plumbing, for the bathroom remodeling, but the campaign should be running normally. Let me just double check here. 1 second. You know what, I'm going to have this checked, Julie, because it does say that the account, the ads are paused right now. I don't see the reason on why this should be paused, but I'm going to have them enabled right away. Do you know if you wanted us to remove the bathroom remodeling category, or do you have any update on that by any chance, Julie?
The bathroom category, I have to confirm that with Ty.
Okay.
Lily.
Oh. All right. In the meantime, I'm going to ask that we enable the campaign. It should be running anyway, but if we need to remove that category to run your ads, I will let you know within the hour. I'm just going to wait for Ivan to confirm with me. But other than that, we should be able to turn it back on.
Okay, got it. And also, Can you please put a note there that Lily and Tice would like to schedule a meeting with you on Friday, 6 p.m. EST time?
Yes, absolutely. Let me go ahead and confirm here one moment. Okay, I have you down already for Friday. What time did you say again, Julie?
6 p.m. EST time, Tice time.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so I already have you down for Friday. I will change it for 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, just a moment. And I'll change that here for 3 on Friday. Okay, and I did just send up an email confirming that appointment for Friday. The 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. Did you send it to Paolo at Build with Eminence?
Yeah, that's the email address that we have on file, I believe. Let me just double check because it goes to the one we have on file, which is paolo@buildwitheminence.com. Yes, that's where it went.
Okay, perfect. Let me just confirm that as well.
Yeah, of course. Take your time.
Okay, by the way, if for some reason that we're not in the meeting room at exactly 6 p.m., please give me a call, Lily, okay?
Absolutely. I will definitely do that. And then regarding the leads on the doc, I'm still some of them are still in progress. I'm going to check with Ivan regarding them to see if we're going to be able to get a credit for those. If not, I will also have an answer for you on that meeting on Friday regarding any leads pending on that sheet. Okay.
Another thing, Lily, I was just asking why it's taking so long for us to dispute the leads that we sent in our lead dispute spreadsheet.
Oh, it's not, you mean the two that were added recently? The other ones are already disputed.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are
in progress? No, the status here is still in progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are disputed. We just haven't gotten a credit yet. That's why I'm having to reach out to Ivan. Yeah, because usually when we dispute them, we get a credit back within like a day or two maximum, but they're not, they haven't been credited. That's why I need to get in touch with him. That's why they're still in progress.
Mm-hmm. Understood, Vivi. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just call Ty, see if he if she wants to speak with you today as well, okay?
Okay,
I'll
yeah.
be silent for a minute.
Sure,
thank
no problem.
You.
Of course.
Lily?
Yes.
I think Tyce is not available, but yeah, just set up the meeting for Friday, 6 p.m. I think all the questions has already been answered, so I'll just forward this to Tyce.
Okay.
And then my assignment would be to confirm if we still want to keep the remodeling.
Yeah.
I mean the bathroom category. Mm-hmm. In the Google campaign, is that right?
Exactly.
If not,
yeah.
But it has not, it has nothing to do why the Google campaign is paused, right?
No, I don't think so because it's been running. But either way, I'm going to double check and we're going to turn them on right now because that they are paused. So I'm turning them on right now, but it shouldn't have nothing to do with it. But I would still much rather have that category removed if we're not going to verify it to cause, you know, so to keep it from pausing or having any issues with the campaign overall.
Understood. Okay, I'll just get a confirmation from Thais about it and get back to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much. Was there anything else?
No more. Good thing I'm able to call you back, Lily. It seems like I've been trying to call this number, but it's straight to, I don't know, for straight to voicemail or what for some reason.
Huh.
877-635. Hold on. That's why we keep sending emails to you guys if you need something.
That's interesting, Julie, because I'm going to have that checked into because there's been a few of my clients who've told me the same thing. But let me ask you, when you call, does it ring and ring and then go to voicemail, or does it just hang up on you and you don't get the option to leave a message or anything?
At first, it would, last month when I tried calling the number, it would say transferring you now to an agent. And then after that, the call drops. Now, this time, I tried calling it this morning. What it says is, call is recorded, call is recorded, call is recorded, something like that.
Huh, and then it just hangs up?
No, I have to be the one to hang up the call, because
wow.
It just keep on saying, call is recording, call is recording.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm really sorry about that, Julie. I am reporting those cases because they are happening today. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure to include that in the report. In the meantime, I still see your call. So just to let you know, when the call drops or whatever happens, it's still letting me know you're calling. So if you do that, I'll see it. If you prefer to send me a text message, I'll make sure to get back to you as soon as I see that text message. I should be available for you. I will not be in the office tomorrow, Julie, but I will be here on Friday. Okay? So just to let you know.
Got it. Thank you so much, Lily.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.